LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode number 67. This is the podcast where we are reading through the Bible in a year. I'm Steve Webb, and I'm your host. Welcome. I'm glad you're here. It's good to see you. If this is your first time, an especially hearty welcome. I hope you come back many more times. If you'd like to contact me, my email address is steve@lifespringmedia.com. Today we're going to read Job 19 and 20. If you'd like to know what Bible translations I'm using today, that info is at bible.lifespringmedia.com, episode number 67. This is a listener-supported show. Please go to lifespringmedia.com/support for more information. And now let's get started. Job chapter 19. Then Job responded, "How long will you torment me and crush me with words? These 10 times you have insulted me. You are not ashamed to wrong me. Even if I have truly erred, my error lodges with me. If indeed you vaunt yourselves against me and prove my disgrace to me, know then that God has wronged me and has closed his net around me. Behold, I cry, 'Violence,' but I get no answer. I shout for help, but there is no justice. He has walled up my way so that I cannot pass, and he has put darkness on my paths. He has stripped my honor from me and removed the crown from my head. He breaks me down on every side, and I am gone, and he has uprooted my hope like a tree. He has also kindled his anger against me and considered me as his enemy. His troops come together and build up their way against me and camp around my tent. He has removed my brothers far from me, and my acquaintances are completely estranged from me. My relatives have failed, and my intimate friends have forgotten me. Those who live in my house and my maids consider me a stranger. I am a foreigner in their sight. I call to my servant, but he does not answer. I have to implore him with my mouth. My breath is offensive to my wife, and I am loathsome to my own brothers. Even young children despise me. I rise up, and they speak against me. All my associates abhor me, and those I love have turned against me. My bone clings to my skin and my flesh, and I have escaped only by the skin of my teeth. Pity me, O you, my friends, for the hand of God has struck me. Why do you persecute me as God does, and are not satisfied with my flesh? Oh, that my words were written! Oh, that they were inscribed in a book! That with an iron stylus and lead they were engraved in the rock forever! As for me, I know that my Redeemer lives, and at the last he will take his stand on the earth. Even after my skin is destroyed, yet from my flesh I shall see God, whom I myself shall behold, and whom my eyes will see, and not another. My heart faints within me. If you say, 'How shall we persecute him?' and 'What pretext for a case against him can we find?' then be afraid of the sword for yourselves, for wrath brings the punishment of the sword, so that you may know there is judgment." Job chapter 20. Zophar from Naamah said, "Therefore my troubled thoughts make me turn back, because of my inner turmoil. I hear teaching that insults me, but I am forced to answer based on my own understanding. Do you know this from long ago, from when humans were placed on earth, that the rejoicing of the wicked is short, the joy of the godless brief? Though their height reaches heaven, and their heads touch the clouds, they will perish forever like their dung. Those who saw them will say, 'Where are they?' They will disappear like a dream, and no one will find them, carried away like a nighttime vision. The eye that saw them will do so no more. They won't be seen again at home. Their children will repay the poor. Their hands will give back their wealth. Vigor filled their bones, and now sleeps with them in the dust. Though wickedness is sweet in their mouths, they hide it under their tongues. They like it, won't let it go. They hold it in their cheeks. Food turns their stomachs, becoming a cobra's poison inside. They swallow wealth and vomit it. God dislodges it from their belly. They suck cobra's poison. A viper's tongue kills them. They won't experience streams, rivers of honey, and brooks of cream. They won't receive the reward for their labor. They won't enjoy the wealth from their business. They crushed and abandoned the poor, stole a house they didn't build, didn't know contentment in their belly, couldn't escape with their treasure. Nothing remained of their food, so their riches will not endure. Even in their plenty, they are hard-pressed. All sorts of trouble come on them. Let God fill their belly, unleash His burning anger on them, rain punishing blows on them. If they flee an iron weapon, a bronze bow pierces them. They pull it out, but it sticks out from their backs. Its shaft in their liver brings terror. Complete darkness waits for their trusted possessions. Fire that no one stoked consumes them. What's left in their tent is ruined. Heaven exposes their guilt, earth opposes them. Their household wealth will be carried off by rushing streams on the day of His anger. This is a wicked person's lot from God, their heritage decreed by God. As chapter 19 opens, Job is responding to Bildad's recitation of what happens to the wicked. Job feels tormented by his friend's words, by their insults, and by their wronging him. I can't say that I blame him. Can you? And then he vents on how he feels abandoned by God, about the calamities that he feels that God has brought to him. He feels trapped. He feels like his good name has been ruined, that God has sent his troops against him, that his family has deserted him, and on and on and on. Job feels completely defeated and alone. And then he says to his friends, pity me, O you my friends, for the hand of God has struck me. Why do you persecute me as God does, and are not satisfied with my flesh? But even now, at the depths of his despair, Job rallies with these words, as for me, I know that my Redeemer lives, and at the last he will take his stand on the earth. Even after my skin is destroyed, yet from my flesh I shall see God, whom I myself shall behold, and whom my eyes will see, and not another. O beloved, each one of us will go through times of darkness and despair. The life of the believer is not immune because we live in a fallen world. But we have to hold on, like Job, and say, as for me, I know that my Redeemer lives. If you have gone through a time like this and have come out on the other side victorious, you know the truth in that statement. I know I do. And if another time of darkness comes, I now not only have Job's story to reference, but I also have my own. Now, if you're young and have not yet faced a trial that brings you to your knees, believe me that I would never wish it on anyone, but I have discovered that God uses these times to strengthen us. Know this, your Redeemer lives, and you can say with Job, and at the last he will take his stand on the earth, and even after my skin is destroyed, yet from my flesh I shall see God, whom I myself shall behold, and whom my eyes will see, and not another. We are not abandoned. We are redeemed by the one who holds the universe in his hand. What do you think? Write to me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. Tomorrow we'll read Isaiah 51 through 55. If you enjoy this podcast, two things. I'd really like to hear from you at that email address I just gave you, and I invite you to check out lifespringmedia.com/support. Please also tell your friends about the show. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.